The election results may also boost prospects for immigration reform. Exit polls show Latinos made up a record 10% of the electorate and tilted overwhelmingly Democratic. In his victory speech in Chicago, President Obama said he wants to fix the immigration system, and Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid has already put it high on his to-do list. NPR's Jennifer Ludden has that story.
When he was Mr. Obama's chief of staff, Rahm Emanuel famously called immigration reform the third rail of American politics. This past summer, when the president moved to stop deportation for many young illegal immigrants, Democrats feared a backlash. But Frank Sherry of the immigrant advocacy group America's Voice says not only did that not happen, the election results prove it, a smart move.
I think Democrats are going to feel newly emboldened on the immigration issue. They're going to lean into it. They're going to press the issue. I think the question is whether Republicans are going to rise to the occasion or not.
He says election eve polling shows that Hispanics' first concern is jobs and the economy, but a close second is immigration reform. In fact, a number of Republican analysts are urging their party to get with the new demographic reality. In the Wall Street Journal today, an editorial calls on the GOP to leave its anti-immigration absolutists behind. Again, Frank Sherry.
If they don't, I think they'll pay a price in 2014 in the midterm elections. And as many of my Republican friends say, they may not see the inside of the White House for a generation.
But that wasn't the message from new Senator-elect Ted Cruz, a Hispanic and Tea Party favorite from Texas. On CNN, he was asked what message his party should take from the lopsided Latino vote.
At the end of the day, the president should enjoy his victory. But what I think it says going forward is we remain a nation very, very divided.
Remember, Cruz said, Americans also elected a Republican House. Others cited a different kind of existential threat to the GOP. Steve Camerota of the Center for Immigration Studies opposes legalizing the undocumented. He says Hispanics have always leaned Democratic.
There's no question if immigration is allowed to continue, including an amnesty, that will put an end to the Republican Party. But that's not the reason they lost this election.
Camerota says there are much larger shifts at play. The fast-growing Hispanic population, he says, may be the least of the Republican Party's problems.
The fraction of the U.S. population that's single or that reports that they're secular or that is receiving some kind of a government transfer, welfare, or other, has all been increasing. And they are populations that do not tend towards the Republican Party.
Camerota says Hispanics were only a small slice of the swing state votes that mattered this year. Of course, others point out it was a crucial slice and one that will be bigger 4 years from now. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News, Washington.
All Things Considered is a production of NPR News, which is solely responsible for its content. To find out more about the books and authors you hear on NPR's programs, go to npr.org/books. There you'll find author interviews, NPR's bestseller lists, and find out what our staff is reading. This is NPR.